Let's talk about it. David Burrow in for Jamie Dickerman. And one of Jamie's regular guests is from Jamestown, Parks and Rec, the one and only Amy Walters. And it is nice to meet you.
Yes, you too. Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. And, well, not to say that there's no time of the year that isn't busy for you, but this time of the year is especially busy for you, isn't it?
This is our... For lack of a better term, this is our Super Bowl. So yeah, we've got all things transitioning from the winter months to summer months and trying to stay ahead of wonderful Mother Nature, as
yes.
challenging as that can be.
Isn't that the truth?
And then also trying to meet the demands of the community because it's nice out and we all want to be out doing all of the fun things that we enjoy.
Yes.
So our parks maintenance team has just been working their tails off here the last couple weeks to get our fields ready to play, water turned on in all of the restrooms and irrigation and all of those things that come with some really great facilities and having them up to standard for everyone that wants to be out there using them.
Yeah, so that busy time is still ahead. Let's go over what's in the newsletter for this month. Briefly, we'll just run down these items one at a time. First of all, community survey just came out.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So as I've talked about frequently, Jamestown Parks and Rec is going through a comprehensive planning process. And we have solicited input from the community in multiple ways. And our most recent and kind of final opportunity was we did kind of two surveys. One was called a community assessment. The other was called a survey. Essentially, exact same questions. It was just if folks filled it out paper and pencil, sent it in the mail, or if they filled it out online. So we got some really great information, wonderful participation in that. We had over, between the two, we had over 800 responses to that. So we got great information. And now it's our challenge to take that along with all the other input that we received from focus groups and input meetings and our public comment forum, taking that and stacking it against the recommendations that we've received from architects and engineers and park and recreation specialists to come up with a prioritized plan for the future.
Yeah.
So again, at a very busy time trying to manage all of those things, but we're really excited and this has been a long process and we're getting to the part now where we have some results. So.
And go to the JPRD website and you can read the results of that survey.
They are, yep, we have all of our results out there for everyone to take a look at.
Okay, now, this is the 30th of May, so not too far away. That's a Thursday. If you are into tennis, the tennis block party.
Yes, historically we've kind of kicked off summer tennis with a block party and same thing this year, May 30th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at Bollinger Tennis Courts. It is a free event. Come out. All abilities. You do not have to be a tennis expert to come. That's why we're inviting you out. And then from there we will jump into our tennis programming. And we'll have opportunities for registration and things like that at the block party. So we have parent and taught tennis lessons, as well as youth lessons. And I believe we even have a tournament scheduled for June 23rd. Uh-huh. So you'll hear a bit more about that as well.
Okay. Blue Jay teams play there too. But if you have not seen those courts, those are nice tennis courts.
They are. Yes. We just got done spiffing them up last summer. Mm-hmm. So we did resurface them, changed a few things. And there should be some new signage coming up here in the near future as well. So yes, go out and visit Bollinger Tennis Courts.
All right. Now, I'm not rude when I say this. Go fly a kite. Big Kite Festival coming right up.
That's right. We're very excited. It's our 30th annual Kite Festival. And so in partnership with the Wings on Strings Kite Club, Mike G and Chris Dotson, we are once again bringing the Kite Festival. It is a weekend earlier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that actually so that we could share resources with a group that has a kite fly out on Lake Sakakawea the weekend before.
Right.
So we, at this point, are projecting to have over 50 professional kite flyers in town. So come on out, check that out, May 31st through June 2nd. We have all sorts of fun activities planned. We are also looking for vendors for the Kite Festival. Mm-hmm. So if you have some wares or goods that you would like to get out in front of people, go ahead and reach out to us, and we'd love to give you that opportunity to share your treasure and information.
By the way, before we got started, Amy was doing the selling job on me for track. I've seen the building from the outside, but I need to go in. I know I should, and I will. But we talk about track because there are summer camps starting very soon.
There are, yes. So like we've done in past summers, we have our week-long day camps for school-age children. We still have a few slots open. One of the kind of unique benefits of our camps are that you only have to sign up for a week at a time. You don't have to sign up for the whole summer. So it gives you a little bit more flexibility depending on, you know, maybe you're just looking for a week here or a week there. You can check out all of those themes for the weeks on our website and get signed up there as well.
Yes, at track. And again, I'm glad you brought it up because I need to get in there. Very much. All right, enough of that. How about golf? We've talked about tennis. We've talked about kite flying. How about golf and youth golf camps? This is a great thing.
It is, and, you know, we're so fortunate. Last year we had such a challenging winter season that, you know, for us to be talking about golf last year at this time, we just had barely opened the course. So you know, we're open and well into the season by now. And if you haven't gone out, it's beautiful. And, you know, take that opportunity. And we every year offer both a youth league as well as a camp. And so really wanting to get kids started early in the game of golf. It's really a great lifelong sport. And so wanting to kind of create that knowledge and understanding of not just how to play the game, but also golf is one of those sports that takes a fair amount of etiquette and some of the rules that we would like to share with youth so that they can come out to our course and feel comfortable and enjoy their time there.
And from someone who tried to play golf when he was a kid and just wasn't patient enough, that is about 98% of that game I learned is being patient.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
All right, from golf to track, were we lucky in Jamestown to have the facility we have in Charlotte and Gordon Hanson Stadium with that tremendous track, and you've got track meets coming up.
We do, and in partnership with the University of Jamestown, we use that facility. So, you know, you can't beat watching a bunch of three-year-olds race the 50-yard dash down the straightaway there. So, similar to the past, every Wednesday in June, we'll be hosting our free summer track meets for all ages. We begin at 5:30 p.m. And again, it's one of my most favorite memories of my littles, you know, racing and enjoying that time with other families in the evenings on Wednesdays in June. Oh, so we look forward to that every year.
Yeah. So that is on Wednesdays. And also is on Wednesdays at McElroy Park. It's sand volleyball, and you're having the signups for those adult leagues, right?
We are, yes. So this is a later in the summer type of activity, but wanting to get it out there in front of everyone. We're looking to host a sand volleyball league. And so if you and some friends are interested, go check it out, and hopefully we can see you there for some late summer fun.
Absolutely. Now, youth baseball, of course, is so important, and there are great plans, I know, that you in cooperation with J-Ball have for McElroy Park.
Yes, it's been a process and a long haul to get here, but it is looking like we will start moving dirt here in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And so with our renovation project down at the McRae Park Fields, It's broken into multiple phases based upon fundraising and the progress of that. So our intent, like I said, is that the first phase will be complete this fall, so that we would have our Babe Ruth Field, which is Gould Field, mm-hmm. and Cal Ripken Field, both our feature fields, which will have turf infields, be playable for next spring.
Great.
So we are excited about that. There will be lots of moving parts down at the ballpark this yeah. summer, and it's causing a lot of teams and families to be to have to go somewhere else for
right.
the summer, and
right.
so we're very grateful for their patience mm-hmm. as we kind of work through this. But sometimes you have to be a little uncomfortable to make progress. Mm-hmm. So this might be a summer of discomfort, but hoping that it will lead us to a really great prize at the end.
Yeah, payoff should be really, really good.
Yes.
And I know, and there are renovations are in store for Jack Brown Stadium too, right?
That's, yes. So that is an additional phase as we work through the mm-hmm. the plan. So our youth complex has two phases, and then we'll be looking at Jack Brown Stadium as well.
All right. Now, one more thing, and I know you need some people to help you out. You're hiring, right?
We do. Yes. Yes. We are looking probably most urgently in our summer parks program. So we are able, well, hopefully if we have enough staff, we will be able to offer our free summer parks program again. But we need some help there. We do have a requirement. They have to be 17 or older.
Mm-hmm.
A unique feature of that program, it's actually funded through an AmeriCorps grant. And so if individuals complete their term of service with us, they do also get an additional scholarship to be used for college or to pay off past student loans. So it's a really great program. We love to be able to provide it in the summer as an alternative for families that are looking for maybe a drop-in kind of experience for their kids to be busy, active, have some supervision during the day. So we're really hopeful that we can get enough staff so we can offer that again. We'll be looking at hosting it in Meidinger Park, Nikias Park, and Leopold Park.
Okay.
So anyone 17 and older that's looking for a 9 to 4:30 job Monday through Friday, go ahead and visit our website. We are also looking for lifeguards,
okay.
which is kind of an ongoing.
Yeah.
We do have a instructor course or a lifeguard course coming up soon. If you commit to being an employee at Two Rivers Activity Center and working as a lifeguard for us, we waive the fees of that certification
Excellent.
Course.
Yeah.
So, and then we do also have a couple of full-time positions open within the Parks District. We are hiring for a wellness program supervisor at TRAC, as well as two full-time positions in our Parks Maintenance and Operation team.
Okay.
So folks are looking for something, they can always go out and visit our website under employment. All of the job descriptions and application are right there.
Yep, and easy to find everything, and go to the website and find the newsletter, and you can find more details and all that we have just talked about here. Amy Walters, better credit you correctly, the executive director of Jamestown Parks and Recreation. Again, thank you. It's great to meet you, and continue good luck with everything you have to do and keeping yourself, Bill, that's not a problem, keeping yourself busy. Huh?
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Amy. That is the Let's Talk About It podcast.